You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 14 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is End Time Prophecy. Is Jesus coming back? Jesus' end time prophecy was a sign for us to know that this present world will come to an end one day. There are arguments about the reality of the end time. Some people said that this world will exist forever, while some argue that it may probably be destroyed by the meteorites and the space. Late Harold Campion was so mathematical about the end time prophecy, and he fixed dates for the end of the world: September 6, 1994 and May 21, 2011. But his predictions failed several times, thereby misleading a lot of people. Is Jesus' end time prophecy true or false? Let's check it out. The book of Matthew chapter 24 explained how curious the disciples were interested in the end time prophecies, and Jesus gave full predictions from verses 4 to 14. The first prophecy. 1. Many will come and proclaim to be Messiah. This was the first end time prophecy predicted by Jesus, and it came to pass few years after his ascension to heaven. Among these false messiahs are Josephus the Samaritan, who affirmed that he was Christ; Simon Magus, who said he appeared among the Jews as the Son of God; and Theudas, who persuaded many to go with him to the River Jordan to see the waters divided. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5 says, "And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." The second end-time prophecy is wars will break out. This came to pass in the history of Rome, that the most violent agitations prevailed in the Roman Empire before the destruction of Jerusalem. Four emperors, Nero, Galba, Otho, and Vitellius, suffered violent deaths in the short space of 18 months. In consequence of these changes in the government, there were commotions throughout the empire. Parties were formed. Bloody and violent wars were the consequence of attachment to the particular emperors. Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 say, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." The third end time prophecy, which is world war, famine, and earthquake, started its fulfillment at Caesar in AD 59. The Jews and Syrians contended about the right to the city, and 20,000 of Jews were slain. At this blow, the nation of Jews was exasperated and carried war and desolation through the Syrian cities and villages. Sedition and civil war spread throughout Judea. Italy was also thrown into civil war by the contests between Otho and Vitellius for the crown. The First World War centered in Europe on 28 July 1914, and the Second World War in 1939. The occurrence of these world wars is a strong sign for you to believe the end-time prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization estimates that about 805 million people of the 7.3 billion people in the world were suffering from chronic undernourishment between 2012 and 2014. The worst affected countries include Ethiopia, Malawi, Sudan, Djibouti, and Eritrea. Earthquakes had been a consistent occurrence since the first record of 1769 near Los Angeles. Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 and 8 says, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." The fourth end time prophecy started its fulfillment when Peter and John were brought before the council, as recorded in the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 5 to 7, the great persecution. Paul and Silas were also beaten and imprisoned. Stephen was stoned to death and James was killed by Herod. Matthew chapter 24 verses 9 and 10 say, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." The fifth prophecy, emergence of false prophets. This end-time prophecy came to fulfillment when Simon Magus, Hymenaeus, and Philetus emerged in the early days after Christ's ascension. We have a proof of that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. Many false prophets are also available in our time. Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 say, "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." Number 6, sin will be common everywhere. This end-time prophecy gave me the understanding that the living sacrifices of Jesus' blood on the cross will only wash the sins of people who genuinely surrender their lives to Jesus. This generation is filled with enough grace to live a holy life. Unfortunately, the love of many Christians had gone cold, and sinful occurrences can be found everywhere. Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 and 13 say, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved." 7. Global evangelism. Global evangelism is the only end-time prophecy that is not fulfilled yet. The good news must get to the nooks and crannies of the earth before the second coming of Jesus. Presently, bold missionaries are taking the gospel to the tough regions of the Asia continent, and majority of the evangelists are making use of the internet facilities to preach globally through the website. Matthew chapter 24 verses 14 say, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the entire world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." The end of this world will come when all the nations are fully aware of the good news. Since all the end-time prophecy had come to pass except the seventh, then I want you to believe that this world will surely come to an end. Live a holy life according to the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Bible to avoid missing the glory of His second coming. Make sure you get ready for His second coming every day you wake up from bed, because only God knows the D-Day. Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 say, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." The end-time prophecy is coming to pass in a generation, so it is not a joke. but a reality that Jesus Christ is coming back to take the saints to heaven. Are you ready? I pray, O Lord, have mercy on your children that the tribulations of the end time should not overwhelm us, in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.firegrace.com. Thank you.